Hello. You're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated 3 times a day. If you are already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Diplomats from the EU agreed on a price cap for Russian oil of $60 per barrel. The policy aims to squeeze Russia's revenue by prohibiting Western firms from insuring, shipping, or trading Russian crude anywhere in the world unless it is sold below the cap. The G7 and Australia also endorsed the plan, saying it would take effect on December 5th or soon after. Russia is seeking to encircle the town of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, Britain's defense ministry said. The town carries little strategic value, but has gained, quote, symbolic significance for the Kremlin, the ministry added. An advisor to Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, suggested that Russia was waiting until temperatures dropped to around minus 10 degrees Celsius to launch a new wave of strikes. Cyril Ramaphosa said he would not resign and plans to seek a second term as president of South Africa's ruling African National Congress. His statement comes days after an independent panel gave MPs the green light to impeach Mr. Ramaphosa, who has been accused of breaking anti-corruption laws. The president denied wrongdoing, and his spokesperson called the panel's report, quote, flawed. The World Health Organization said that 90% of the world now have some resistance to COVID-19, but warned that a new variant causing, quote, significant mortality could still emerge. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the WHO's director general, said, gaps in surveillance, testing, sequencing, and vaccination persist around the world. Meanwhile, China began easing restrictions in major cities, in what the country's COVID czar, Sun Chunlan, called a new stage in the fight against the virus. Iran's Attorney General, Mohammad Jafar Montazeri, suggested that its parliament was reviewing a law requiring women to wear a hijab. Ongoing protests were sparked in September by the death in custody of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old woman arrested by the morality police for violating the dress code. Mr. Montazeri said the results of the review would be announced in the next 2 weeks. Kyriakos Mitsotakis, Greece's prime minister, held secret talks with George Osborne, chairman of the British Museum, over a possible return of the Elgin marbles to Athens, reported a Greek newspaper. The contested ownership of the frieze, taken by Lord Elgin from the Parthenon in the early 1800s and later transferred to the British Museum, has long been a running sore in British-Greek relations. Football World Cup. The knockout round of the tournament began after a group stage punctuated by a series of extraordinary upsets. Germany, 4-time champions, and Belgium, semifinalists in 2018, failed to make the cut. On Saturday, America lost to the Netherlands, and Argentina beat Australia, sending Lionel Messi to the quarterfinals in what could be the 35-year-old's last World Cup. And word of the week. Fumuguan, a Chinese word meaning father-mother official, and often used to describe local magistrates in imperial times. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.